Welcome to the second English episode of Research, Patients and the Public. Again, my guest and I will talk about a topic being pressing for society. Support for children having a parent with a mental illness. We have sociologist and linguist Dr. Jean Paul with us today. She is the principal investigator of one of the Ludwig Boltzmann Society research groups called Village. Embedded in the host institution, Medical University of Innsbruck, she and her team aim at producing evidence on how the children can be better recognised and supported. Welcome, Jean.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The topic your group is working on didn't come from the scientific community. Instead, experts by experience were consulted first. Using an approach called crowdsourcing, patients, relatives, and caregivers were asked which open questions research should address in the field of mental health. Children having a parent with a mental illness crystallized out to be especially pressing. The question is, why is your research topic so relevant to society?
Well, yeah, thank you for the question. I think it's very interesting to think backwards to how the research was established, which really was engaging the community in the topic of mental health. And this topic of children when a parent has a mental illness came out as specifically pressing and something that research should focus on. And we know that one in four children worldwide has a parent who has a mental illness. For those children, things can be extra challenging at home. They can have difficulties getting ready in the morning, attending school, having problems with their homework. But we also know that children in that situation draw a lot of strengths and resilience from the situations they have at home. And so our research project is really going to understand what it's like for children when their parents have a mental illness, and how, as a community, we can support those children. The fact that this project was established through consultation with individuals who have a mental illness and also with providers who work in the mental health sector, it means that it's much easier for us as research experts to work together with the community to establish a project which is going to have an impact for those children in the short term and also in the long term.
In 2017, the Project Village was shaped during a format called Ideas Lab, organised by the LBG Open Innovation in Science Centre. 30 researchers from various disciplines and around the globe were invited to brainstorm on research proposals that would target topics collected from the crowd. Jean, can you tell us a little bit about the very start of that?
Yeah, so we had researchers apply and selected to participate in this 5-day event just outside Vienna. And we were prompted to think what research proposals we could come up with on the topic of children of parents with a mental illness. We had a range of different researchers and people who had an experience of having a parent with a mental illness come to that event and help us to envisage what problems they might be facing, what challenges currently children in this situation encounter, and what research could do to help, and where the research gaps might be sitting. And so across these 5 days, we got to know each other as researchers from different disciplines, and we also formed research projects. These research projects were evaluated by a team of experts in the field of mental health and mental illness. At the end of the 5 days, 2 projects were successful. So that was our project, which is now based in Innsbruck, at the Medical University of Innsbruck, called the Village Project, and also the DOT project, which is based in Krems at the Karl Landstadter University.
So what exactly are you now researching in Innsbruck?
So over those 5 days, we saw one of the main problems being that when children have a parent with a mental illness, they're often not known to the systems or the formal structures of support until there's a very significant problem in their life and in their home situation. What we saw as an opportunity to support them is finding them earlier So this project is focused on early intervention and prevention. And we know more generally, when you can support children in their development early on, they're going to have a better chance of a healthy, happy childhood and better outcomes at school and across their childhood, adolescent and adulthood. And so the first part of our project was, how do we find these children? In a sensitive way, we know that mental health and mental illness can be a very stigmatizing conversation and situation for people. And so we wanted to think about how we can support a process within society to find children when their parents are struggling. And after they're found, what can we do as a community to help them? And the central part of this project is really trying to understand what children need, not what society thinks children should have, and not what the systems currently respond to. A lot of the time, the system responds in a risk situation where children might be protected from the situation that might be happening at home. And so there's a lot of fear and anxiety for parents and for families to talk about mental illness because they might fear that their child is going to be taken away from them. What we really wanted to base this project on is a strength-based approach. So that's really understanding what is currently happening for that child in the family and where can we offer supports. And so what we're trying to do with this project is understand how we can support families and children in a strength-based way. So that's understanding what the situation currently is for the child and the family and what the opportunities are to strengthen what's happening at home, where the parents are doing a good job and where perhaps they might need some help. We really don't want families to think that, that there's a dark future for them. We know that there's a lot of families out there who are currently living in this situation. So how can we learn from those families and include that in what we're trying to do in Innsbruck? And so the first part then is finding the children in a strength-based way, working with parents who have a mental illness, and then seeking consent to work with the parent and the child. And once we have that consent, we work together to understand who is in their network, who's in their life, who could do a little bit more or something a little bit differently to support the child through their development, especially when the parent might be struggling.
Mm-hmm. Engaging people outside of research is a core component of the project. Why is that?
I think particularly with mental health and mental illness, researchers rarely have the answers. And this is an experience that is very personal. And we need to engage people who've lived through mental illness and lived through the system of support to know where the deficits are and where the opportunities are to strengthen that system. And children especially are often not included. And so that's where this project is particularly different, because we really want to engage with children who have lived through, but also children who are currently experiencing what it's like to have a parent who's trying to navigate the mental health system, which we know is complicated, and even more so then for a child who doesn't necessarily have a direct contact to a professional who can explain to them what's happening.
So how do you involve the people?
So we do that through a number of different processes. So firstly, we have an advisory board who we meet with twice a year. And as a research project, this is something that's fairly standard. But on this advisory board, we have two people who have a lived experience. And we try to encourage all of the participants of the advisory board to have an equal voice. And so this is to ensure that our scientific integrity includes the voices of people who are experiencing mental illness in their family. And then subsequent to that, we have a group of people who have a parent with a mental illness, and these are young adults, and we meet with them monthly. And this has been established since the start of the project. And we consult with them on a range of different topics throughout the research process. So this isn't a matter of getting information from them. It's working together with this group to understand how this project is unfolding and what it means to them. We don't ask them to step outside their own personal experience, and we also don't ask them to share things with us that they're not comfortable sharing. But it's a very valuable experience to know in this very stigmatized field of mental health where we could do better as researchers. We don't have all the answers. We have academic expertise, but we haven't lived through this, and we certainly haven't lived through this in the context in Austria and in the Tyrol, which is where the project is based.
But there must be some sort of challenges there too.
Yeah, I think it's very important when you involve people who do have a lived experience that you can support them as an organisation. And so you have to make sure that there's opportunities to debrief. Some of the conversations that we have could be quite triggering, although we try to avoid upsetting people. We're asking them to talk about what's happening at home sometimes, or not necessarily to talk about that, but it might put themselves back in that place and bring up memories that might be quite upsetting. It also could be upsetting to hear other people's stories. And so I think it's very important to have that oversight. And so we're very lucky to have Rafaela Keisler, who is a psychologist, and she works with the group. So she helped set the group up, and she provides oversight to that group.
So one last question. What's the current status of the project? And obviously, what is about to happen next?
So we've just finished a 6-month process of co-development, where as researchers, we understood what might be happening in the local situation in Tyrol when a parent has a mental illness. And then we brought together experts from different fields, people who work within the mental health field, within schools, within support groups, and people with lived experience. And we designed what our research process could look like. And we came up with the two practice approaches. We're now at a stage where we're designing the training and understanding how we can support these approaches to be implemented and evaluated within our next year of work.
Dr. Jean Paul, thank you very much for talking to us today, and we wish you well.
Thank you very much.
So, dear listeners, if you want to discuss the topic of involving experts by experience and other stakeholders in research with us, we invite you twice, leave a comment below and text us if you want to be a guest in our format. Until then, goodbye.